Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Let me see that look. Day. Oh, there we go. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live, your boy City J and your girl.
Hey, Seduction.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, everybody? It's another Wednesday here on the show. I'm glad to have you all. As we call every Wednesday show on here, we call it Hump Day After Dusk. So glad to have you guys to get another episode and whatnot. Nate, how's everything been with you?
Everything's been lovely. What about you?
Everything's been all right, you know. There's just some room for improvement, but that's how life goes.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, man, shoot. I saw you drop the new picks just over the past week.
I haven't got my new picks.
Oh, yeah, Instagram?
Yes, on OnlyFans. No, not on Instagram. I didn't drop no new picks. I haven't posted a pic on Instagram since the beginning of January.
Who
Instagram you talking about?
I thought I was on your page. I know I'm not crazy. You dropped the pink outfit.
No, I just dropped that like the beginning of January.
Why did I? Man, that man. I'm telling you, talking about fans, I feel like you just posted it. That's crazy. I swear. So I was like, wait, what? I'm like, I thought you. I'm like, am I crazy? I know I saw some new pictures on her thing. Goodness, I just looked at the time step. It said December 30th. Good Lord.
Yeah, I posted like January 8th or something.
Good. Goodness. I feel slow as hell. I'm like, is this a prank? I'm like, I haven't seen.
Like, hold on. I know you're not talking about this in a seduction, right?
No. But the ones you dropped. Because I hadn't even talked about it yet. Those are pretty hot.
I see you
definitely vibing with the blonde look, because you've been giving us a blonde look lately.
Yes, everybody who know me, like, know I always get blonde hair. So I just really been trying to switch it up sometime, like get black hair, do curly hair, try to switch it up a little bit. Can't keep it, the same. So I try to keep it every now and then.
I try to do my own hair. That's why I went to the Mohawk phase until like beginning of the year. I went through that for like almost 2 months. Cause I just wanted to switch it up and not be unpredictable, but had to cut it. Like, I was like, man, I do not feel like dealing with this hair. I don't know how people deal with all that hair, man. I be trying when I try those hairstyles, but it just gets too much. As it is, I have some decent hair. It's just so much time management.
That's how I feel about my real hair. A lot of people ask, like, why I don't want my real hair, because it's a lot to manage. Like, I got long, pretty hair, but natural hair is a lot to manage. When you don't get perms and stuff, and you, like, it's just a lot to manage.
Yeah, it's crazy. I had a talk with somebody recently. No, we haven't talked, and somebody was talking about the hair and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, that's a protector. Yeah, this protective style. And they're like, look at you. You know your lingo. I'm like, you be around women long enough, especially, being around women in both the modeling industry, in the door entertainment industries at large. There's no way you will not know about the term protective styles.
Right.
Yes. Because it'd be a lot of women, y'all be having some gray hair. Y'all be wanting to protect it and not have to always, just all the management you got to do with it. And you can be one person one day, another person the next day.
Right.
But shoot, nonetheless, man, shoot, we got some dope stuff again coming throughout this month and shoot throughout the year. Like I said, be more interviews. We got some stuff in the works. Man, I'll tell you one thing. I'm late on this train, so coming up with the song Baby Shark. Now, I'm not saying I'm late on that. It's segueing to my next point. So the song, the original, you know, the one that most people play, the Baby Shark, play that. Well, I was you know, roaming around, and then we have to call the YouTube rabbit hole, where you be watching a video, then all of a sudden a related video comes on, whatever, or based on your favorites you have, it's a video comes on. Well, this like this soul version of Baby Shark. It go hard. I said, God damn, Baby Shark ain't supposed to go hard. it make the adults want to hear. It make you want to hear Baby Shark on purpose. So yeah, I'm like, I'm sitting here. I'm over here jamming, listening to the song. I'm like, what? Get the hell out of here, Baby Shark got a whole R&B sound there, so, and then there's a whole video to it and everything. So yeah, I'm like, man, I feel so late because it came out like late last. It actually came out late last year, but some stuff would be sliding past me, and I'm sitting here like, man, like.
I'm the baby. That's my mommy. That's my daddy. Boy, there's my grandma. Can't forget my grandpa. Cause that's my family. I love my family. And we're all short, yeah, yeah.
Baby, oh. Short to the door.
I see. Like, what the hell, Baby Shark become? It started sounding like the son of Greek. That fucked my whole head up. I was like, what? I ain't supposed to like Baby Shark. What is going on? So, yeah, so that was something the rabbit hole I had to deal with. And then on Friday, this past Friday, I had to deal with, we had a balloon release in Candlelight Vigil for one of the dancers that passed away at the club. So, and that was definitely traumatic because I ended up having to leave the prayer and, like, I couldn't hold it together midway through the prayer. I was like, yeah, I tapped out. it was hard, man. That's a lot to think about. And it's like, it's crazy because, yeah, you really don't know when someone's going to die. But it's always crazy to see somebody young is dying because it's like, man, there's so much that they didn't get to experience in life yet. And it just kind of sucks. So that's why I go hard every goddamn day. It's everything I do. Like, I try to put my best foot forward as much as I can. So, yeah. So, again, shout out to Bay. Shout out, a.k.a. Breesha Chantel. Also, shout out to my girl, Innocent. Shout out to you two, both of y'all. It was crazy just speaking to y'all a week before early, like pretty much a few days before they passed away, literally just having a conversation with both of them right there, cracking up with them and stuff. So that's weird. So I say this, man, like that's why it's so important when you your last interaction, leave your people, some things you can't control because things happen, but do as much in your power to leave something great to that person. Because you never know, either A, it might be the last time they're on earth, or vice versa. So I always try to leave a lasting impression on people. But, yeah, so, things we got come up today, we got Crickets of the Week. We'll be, of course, I'm feeling in the mood of doing what we did last week, doing the list. So I'm gonna give you a list of my crickets, man. And yeah, to let you know why I'm giving them crickets of the week. So I'm gonna give you a deep, thorough breakdown on my service. We got crickets of the week. So I got three of them this week. And then of course you got Seduction 101, which is by name, and she talks about anything from life, love, sex, and more. So yeah, y'all got a lot to look forward to. Now wait, get some Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J, and your girl named Seduction. We'll be back after this song break.
I'm all alone, and I want you here. I called your phone, cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, on the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair.
Round one deception. Let me tell you how I feel.
Won't need no underwear.
Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Yeah, production.
Yeah. All right, so I got some crickets of the week. I'm carefully going through my crickets of the week. I got three of them this week, and I want you to just let me know, ma'am, what you're thinking about them. So, you know, I'm gonna throw them at you, and then, you know, just let you, of course, just let me know what's your thoughts on them. Okay. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and get ready to sound my cricket sounder. Okay. Cricket of the week, number one. People who get mad because I don't want to buy Girl Scout cookies from them because I got a whole niece out here who's selling Girl Scout cookies. Can you please talk to me for a second, people? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Nay, your thoughts. Before I go in even harder.
I mean, if you got a niece who's selling, you rather like support your niece. I mean,
is that so hard to fathom for people?
I don't think nothing wrong with that.
Like people be cracking me up because they be people, oh okay, but you can feel free to buy some more from us too. I already buy kids to my niece. Because, see, all these years I've supported everybody else's kids. I'm going to support my niece. You want to buy some cookies? Buy some for my niece. Period. Not for having a debate because I'm not going to buy cookies from you and I got a whole niece of them this year. Forget going to the plug. I'm going to the goddamn source. The heck I look like? I got be on y'all time. Heck no. Nah. I hit my brother up or my sister-in-law and say, hey, I need some cookies. Let's go. People tripping, boy. Hey, they be out here wilding out. I'm like, all these years, I've been getting cookies from everybody else's name mama. Literally. And y'all want to sit here and get mad because, oh, now I got a whole niece out here selling them. So, of course, I'm going to buy it from her. Yeah, like. That sound like simple math to me. That sound like logic to me. And she's doing the good. She already sold her goal that she had to do already. So it just go to show. She on her stuff. So I'm not here to debate with nobody about me supporting my family first. Like the heck I look like.
Yeah,
right,
I don't think nothing wrong with that.
So let me give crickets again to some people that out here acting a fool. Okay, crickets of the week. Recipient number two. I thought really about this. And some people who are listening to the show will say, ooh, Sadie J, you missy. But yes, I'm going to have to say it. I'm going to say it, man. This is going out to artists that just because you have a mic, just because you can go get studio time, does not mean it's all great. Like, we all grow from time. We all grow. Don't get me wrong. It's such thing as growth, and I support people going through growth. But some of the stuff y'all doing ain't popping. Like, y'all don't even try hard. Like, it just be like, yeah, man, say, yeah, bro, I'm a rapper, bro. And it don't really be nothing. It just be, I hate it. Like, when the beat sound cheesy. You know, like, especially nowadays, even if you just started out, it's so easy to get up to, access somebody with great beats. There's no excuse. So it just kills me when I hear stuff and people just be, yeah, like it just be it like I like it is weird. Like this is why people like sometimes are very hard to receive new artists' music so much because some of them just don't, and especially when you perform, oh my god. It's really hard when you go to this artist showcase sometimes. I know people are going to say, well, ain't you a DJ, this, that, and the third. Yeah, but I'm on this. I'm on the tip of if ain't enough screening of the people that's in the artist showcase, and it's more just about how can we get some money, then it's just going to sound like crap. Like, I like artist showcases that actually they're taking their time. They'll listen to the music. They're kind of checking people's buzz. They're seeing how they move, and then they're like, "Hey, okay, cool." Like, I'm over the undisorganized artist showcases. Like, I'm over those. I'm past it. Nay, your thoughts?
Okay, so I've dated rappers. Okay, so I get where you're coming from or whatever. Like, for instance, I dated this guy. Him and I went to school together. And then as we got older, he got into music. And his music is honestly whack. But
ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, I dated him, you know, back, you know, in middle school, but now it's like he's trying to do, like, dude, you gotta put some effort in it. You can't try to make beats on your laptop if you don't got the right kind of laptop. Like, you gotta have the right kind of laptop. You gotta, actually, you need a MacBook. If you are trying to make beats on a laptop, get a MacBook or something. Like, you can't try to do it on a regular laptop because the beat does not go sound right. The sound does not go sound right. You need to invest the money, like, wisely. Like, go to a real studio, get a real engineer, get a real producer, get a real mixer. So when you put out your work, when you put out your project, it sounds right, you know? I mean, it's all about, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Like, if you go do something, do quality work. Don't just be putting out bullshit. Don't be putting out anything. That's just like me as a model. I have to put out quality work. I just can't be putting out bullshit and working with any photographer because that damages your brand. So if you putting out whack-ass music and working with whack-ass people to produce your music, or you trying to produce it yourself and you think you a producer and you trying to be a rapper, you're going to have whack-ass shit. And it damages your brand.
Right. My thing is this: it's so simple. Like, to me, don't be afraid to collaborate with people so you can make sure you get the best product, because that's what people mess up at.
Exactly. That's why I said get a qualified producer, get a qualified engineer, get a qualified mixer. Like, come on now.
And I'm not even saying that it can't be somebody that's up and coming. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's certain stuff, because just like with every type of art form, everybody kind of does things their own way. But just like with photography, there are basic principles that you still have to take into account. And then going from that point, then you have your work the way you, it has how it is stylistically. But it's basic principles you got going to make sure your stuff is decent. And people not even trying to do that. They just like, all right, rush to get this out, and it just be how can I get, you know your homeboys, they just want to get in the club for free, so they like, yeah, oh yeah, man, it's crunk, man. I can honestly say that a lot of artists I've done stuff with, like showcases or heck supported, like really promoting them out there, have actually been good. I can actually say that. And matter of fact, I can even go even further to say I watch these people make national hits. So, I mean, not to be sitting around here just name dropping, but one of the people who, when we first started the show, the first song we had is from somebody that has a national recording song. He's a national recording artist now. and people still play his music. It's always tripping me out, and I go to a random city. I go to a random city in the world, and I hear his music. And I would ask Amy, you know, a.k.a. the person responsible for the song Dance Like a Stripper. Like, heck, I mean, this stripper went hard when I first heard, but I didn't think, like, man, it's still always crazy to me. I go somewhere and I hear people, like, I hear people like, oh my God, like, yeah, this song, blase, blase, blase. It throws me off every time. It's craziness. So, yeah, it just go to show, like, really take control of your craft or whatnot. So, yeah, that's number two. Number three, as far as my list, Crickets of the Week. And I'm sorry, I'm so rude, I forget to sound it. Number three on Crickets of the Week. I cannot, like, I'm gonna call it right now. Let me let some people, some certain people out there know something. And I'm gonna very call something out. Like, nothing drives me nuts more than a person that just always wants you to give them money and they don't do anything. Like, I'm not just gonna just give you, I'm like, you come to hell alone. You just want me just to give you money just because. And I'm like, especially if that drives me nuts more when a person does that and they owe you some money. Then you want, it drives me nuts. Like, stop trying to, like, and don't be like trying to hound me about trying to give you some money. Oh, you too good to give me some, like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? You ain't even too good to pay me back. So I need you to sit 10 seats down. So yeah, so I'm letting y'all know now, 2020, if you're a person that's not about trying to pay your debts off when it comes to me, and you're a habitual abuser doing it, I keep it moving, bro. I'm not doing that shit. Period. Y'all better get it together, man. I ain't the one. I am not the one. Because I need my money on time. So, yes. Nay, your thoughts.
Woo, child. Don't get me started. Woo, child. Don't get me started. Man. All I have to say is don't ask me for no favor that I can't ask you for.
Oh, man. Come on now.
Like, for real, if I can't ask you for that same favor, what makes you, like, bro, no? Like, and then some of y'all be on social media flexing, like, you really about that life, like, you living that life, like, you that bitch, like, you that nigga, but up in somebody DM that you don't even know, asking them for some money. Like, and I never.
Oh.
Like, bro.
And they had the nerve to get mad because you're not going for that.
Like, are you crazy? Have you lost your rugged ass mind? Like, you.
I already know what you're talking about. They got mad at me because I said something to them, and they caught themselves getting mad about it. I'm like, whatever.
That is so weird how a person that you never met a date in your life, you don't know them from a can of paint. You probably wouldn't even recognize them if you seen them in person. Don't ever a day in your life pop up in my motherfucking DM asking me for somebody. I don't care if it's $5. Do I know you?
You know, for real. They be always, always just. I love that. Always just.
Like, that's weird to me. Like, I never met you, blah, blah, blah. And the crazy part about it is a couple weeks later, my best friend texted me and asked me to borrow, you know, a certain amount of money, and I cashed out it right to her because I've been knowing that girl for 10 years. It's different from knowing somebody for the past 10 years or whatever than a random person that you never met in your life hopping in your DM asking you for some money. No. It ain't, go ahead.
They get mad because you know, because you got, you wonder why they doing it.
At this point, like, then, first of all, if I didn't do it the first time, don't turn around and ask me a second, a third, and a fourth time. Like, if I didn't do it the first time, what makes you think I'm going to do it a second of any time? It's not going to happen, period. Don't keep asking me to borrow no money and I don't even know you. Like, but you keep on asking, you keep on asking. Like, damn. Don't you got to, you need to be contacting whoever you fucking and asking them. Shit, don't be asking me.
I tried to stop myself from going in, but you took it there. I was like, yeah, I be having that in my head. I'm like, don't y'all be having a, I hate they got a whole mate out here, and they be at your inbox.
I can see if y'all in a tough situation, y'all damn bad or whatever, y'all having financial difficulties, but you ain't having that much financial difficulties if you asking me for some money, and the next thing you know, you in Miami or Florida. Nah. Okay. Because I can't even take you serious at this point. Like, how the fuck you asking me some money there 2 days later, you in Miami? Nah.
Man.
Crazy.
That was the part that threw me off. When I saw that, I was like, you know what? I'm through.
Like, hold up. You don't even need to be in Miami if you ask for somebody for some money.
On that note, that was Kickers of the Week. Ooh, Kickers of the Week. I'm telling you, I had some fire today. I had some fire. Right, so,
and that goes for niggas too. Niggas too. Like, y'all be fucking a female. Y'all be thinking just because y'all fucking her, you can ask her for some money. Like, no, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about?
You know what? Man, it's hard for me to ask a person to date for me. It's weird.
It'd be weird. Like,
even the person I'm dating, it still be like, I don't know.
Oh, I can see, like, if we in a relationship or something like that, okay, blah, blah, blah. But if we just fucking around, we fuck from time to time or whatever, just because we comfortable with each other, just having sex or whatever. Don't be asking me for no motherfucking money, first of all. And you ain't never paid a bill for me. You ain't never,
I'm at least ask for breakfast if I put it down. Matter of fact, you ain't got to ask her. If you put it down, you ain't got to ask for breakfast. She going to make it anyway.
Yeah. Grab it as mine.
She'll have breakfast ready. And you play your cards right, you might end up in a situation I was in before. I had a whole steak plate and macaroni and cheese with everything made for me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She sucked that nigga, so.
Got ketchup.
I'm not for the best of you today, Nate. I'm not messing with you. Okay, so, shoot, that being said, we got another one of our favorite segments on the show, Get Ready Get Down, Seduction 101. Nate, what you got for Seduction 101 today?
Okay, for Seduction 101. I know social media been going crazy about Tyler Perry dropping the Netflix movie, A Fall from Grace. Woo, child. Woo, child. That movie is crazy. Have you seen it, Sudi?
I would, but me and Netflix going to have to throw some blows if they don't get it together.
Man,
that's a bonus cricket of the week. Netflix not working right when it comes to all the popular shit on my goddamn Netflix. But that's a story here for another day.
the moral of the story to that movie, the message that Tyler Perry was trying to portray was: be careful who you befriend. And be careful of who you date, because that person might just be looking for a comfortable place and looking for some sort of income because they are bum, or because you may seem vulnerable, or you may seem naive. Like, you got to be careful. Sometimes you don't know, though, because they may act a certain way for a certain period of time, and then they may switch up later. But,
yeah,
or you can just be oblivious. Like, you don't have any idea what this person may be trying to do to you behind your back, or what their motive is. Sometimes you don't know the motive when you're dating somebody. Or whatever like that. But don't just be quick to up and marry just anybody. And also protect your assets, like, in some sort. Especially if they're not bringing anything to the table, you have to protect yourself in some sort of way. Have some kind of agreement, some type of prenuptial agreement where we're stating, like, you know, whatever you came to the table with is what you leave with, basically. And then whatever you guys deal together, you get some sort of compensation for that, what you guys deal together, like you get a percentage or whatever the case may be. But if you're not bringing anything to the table, and you don't bring anything to the table in our marriage or in our relationship or whatever, well, in the marriage, because I'm talking about marriage, there ain't no way in hell you gonna leave with what the fuck I got.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful. Like, know your rights when you're getting married. Know the law in your state when you're getting married. Do research on certain things, certain assets that you may have. Like, if you already own a house and you get married, you need to ensure that you have all rights to your house. If something was to go wrong in the marriage, you have to protect yourself. Like, if you already had a car, which, you know, before you and your spouse got together, like, before y'all got married, and you got that car by yourself, ensure that you are able to keep your car if something was to go wrong. Like, just protect the things that you already had in place before the marriage started. So that way, you know, if anything was to ever happen, you are protected. So just, you know, be careful of certain things like that. For a lot of men, and not just men, but women too, like, to mooch off the next person. So you have to be careful with it. Know when a person is mooching, and know when a person is genuinely there for you and want to be with you and want to actually love you and respect you. You know, it's just know the difference, know the signs, and just be careful and don't be friends with anybody. You got to, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily, like, watch your friends, you know, because you never want a person around you that you just got to watch. But just know who you're dealing with. Know what kind of friend you have, what kind of person that you're around. Just be aware of your surroundings. So whatever like that. So that's what I just want to say with this Seduction 101 regarding that movie of Fall from Grace.
You know what? There's something I want to do for 2020, for this year. You know, I'm thinking about, I'm going to start doing the people, when they start doing too much, I'm going to start reciting the alphabet to them. Now, I know what she's saying, Nate. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Why am I going to recite the alphabet to somebody and they start doing too much? I'm going to simply go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now, Nate, what did you notice there?
You skipped a letter?
Uh-huh. Which one was it?
I forgot, but you skipped the letter.
Yeah, you was missing, because I'm going to start cutting you motherfuckers off.
You was fun.
So, yeah, you get to act the fool, I'm gonna recite your ass alphabet, and you're gonna go, you missed a letter. I'm gonna go, yeah, I cut you the fuck off.
But that man was so damn disrespectful, because if that man would have said, that man said, ashtray, bitch. Who the fuck is you talking to? First of all, I know you seen the memes of Steady talking about ashtray.
I read because I got, I was like, man, Netflix taking too goddamn long. I don't feel like having to bootleg it. I want to wait to just watch it purely so they can get credit for it. But nonetheless, I read what happened. I said, like, damn, what kind of fucking movie is this? This ain't no regular Tyler Perry movie. This is some scary ass shit.
You need to watch it. You need to watch it.
Like, it's one of the. After what I read, I was like, this ain't just no hype. This was well put together. It's a well put together movie. Because I read what happened.
I mean,
they
did shoot it in 5 days. So a lot of people saying it's low budget and all that. But this man got more money than all y'all put together and y'all talking about. His damn movie. At least he can make a movie. At least he can produce a movie. Like, that's what's wrong with black people now. They always trying to discredit.
He got a whole studio.
Discredit the next black person. Like, black people is the main race that tear their own people down. And it's sick. Like, something's wrong with y'all in the head. Y'all need to go to motherfucking therapy or something. Like, get some therapy because y'all are sick in the head. Like that's ridiculous.
So people hate on that, but you can watch Blair Witch Project and be on a goddamn or person goddamn cheap ass camera all day and oh my god, I gotta go watch Blair Witch Project 2 and 3 and Paranormal Activity 1 and 2 and 3. Like, get the hell out of here. It's artistic then.
They missing the point. Tyler Perry is trying to make it to where, you know, it's not hard for black people of color to get into Hollywood. He's making black people their own Hollywood. People are missing the point because you don't see a lot of black actors in Hollywood like that anymore. You don't see that many black actors.
He pretty much shot it like they shoot Have or Have Nots. It has like more of that soap opera film grain. Like, I didn't really see anything wrong with the camera. Like, to my opinion, it wasn't like what people was portraying it out to be.
Exactly. But people just don't say anything. No matter if you're doing good or bad, people go always have something to say. Period.
Some people, they want to hate them. Some people hate Tyler Perry so bad, they just want to find something.
Every movie this man come out with, he have an important message in every... He's just not making movies just to make movies. It's an important message in every movie that he makes.
Don't get me wrong, he made some whack movies. There's a few movies that were whack that he made. I'll keep it 100.
Maybe
but,
a little whack.
But based off of this
movie,
I read this ain't no whack movie. That was well put together. Like, I'm reading on Wikipedia the plot, and I'm just what I was reading blew my mind. So I can imagine as the viewer what y'all saw had to be 10 times crazier.
Yeah, it was definitely a good eye-opening movie.
Yeah. It's good. Very good subject matter, man. I know, y'all, we're just that awesome. That's how we do things. Well, yes, that was another great Seduction 101. You gotta definitely give it. I mean, the show today, period, has been like, been pretty damn good. I'm not just saying this to be saying it. I'm saying, like, I can tell people as far as people, because it's like as time goes on, more and more people starting to try and do podcasts. And I was like, oh, how do I know when a show is good? You know when a show was good. Like, you know it. There is no question. There are shows where there are right, and you're like, oh, they could be better, but you know when the show is good. You can feel it. You pretty much tell. And today's show was definitely one of those shows where I know people go back and listen, and they'll be like, man, this was very entertaining. So, yeah, that's how we do it, man. We try to bring y'all, we try to continue to bring you guys greatness, and we're glad that you know, we're glad that you have your support. Hell, I mean, it's people hitting me up now that be supporting, like, oh my God, be the strip club that be heard the show. So it's, you know, that's dope. I love hearing it. So yes, I'm gonna tell you with this show, like, just you think, well, everybody's heard, you know, there's no new people gonna come listen to the show or whatever. Or people don't still listen to it. People still listen to it. Nice try, smart asses. And people still, you know, there's still new people every day who end up listening to it. And they fall down a rabbit hole of our show and they fall in love with it. Especially as we continue to be on more and more platforms. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn. We're on iHeartRadio. I think that pretty much speaks for itself of the track record that we do over here, that we really go hard on just, you know, making it to where people can enjoy the show, and we try to bring you a good show so that time that you sit there and press play is enjoyable. So yes, appreciate all the support everyone gives, and we're gonna keep giving you shows, the shows. So yes, we got some interviews coming up. I think next 2 weeks our shows will be interview heavy, so y'all get ready for that. Now, you got any announcements you want to make?
Just stay tuned for the stuff that I got coming up, possibly. Y'all know I don't really say what I got going on, like, the for real. Y'all can follow my OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/Nay_Seduction. If you can't feel Seduction, you're too young for social media, so go subscribe, $6.99 a month. That's not going to hurt your pocket at all. Also, just follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, you know, everything, Nay_Seduction. Just stay tuned. Like I stated before, like, all pictures from photo shoots and eye candy videos will now be posted on OnlyFans. It will not be posted on my Instagram page any longer. So if you want to see exclusive eye candy videos and things of that nature, then you will have to subscribe to OnlyFans. But just stay tuned, guys.
Which I'm glad, because you be having, there's been some dope videos you had over time, but because of access hate, you had to get them pulled down and nonsense. So, what's that going
on? OnlyFans is a place
to class. With some of the classes become?
And just know, because now being posted on OnlyFans, it'd be 10 times as explicit, so.
Yes, I can say I am a fan. So, yes. Support. Okay. Hey, back in the cookie discussion, I support my own people. All right, man. With that being said, y'all, we rolled on now, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or there's a
Nay
or a U. There is a new episode of Life That It Does Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl,
Nay Seduction.
And what's that public service announcement we give them every flipping hump day after dusk, May?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, we out, y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.